Hey there.
Hello.
Welcome to
I Have a Strange Story podcast.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
This is the podcast where two sisters retell people strange and paranormal stories, experiences, and all that good stuff. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Rebecca.
And this is the start of our silly little show. Yeah, so, you know, just expanding on that, if you guys have, like, weird, strange, paranormal stories that you want us to share with other people because we believe you and other people believe you and they love listening, then send them in to us. You can send them to ihaveastrangestorypodcast@gmail.com or somewhere else, and we'll read it eventually.
Sorry.
It's okay.
And...
Uh-huh.
Make sure that you give us a review and give us a nice review. Share us with your friends. We are very popular in the female society. So we know you like to talk about spooky shit with your friends. So share us with your friends and you can talk spooky shit together. And yeah. I also just wanted to give a shout out to my shop called Bright Star Visions. It's on Etsy. There is some cute cat cult t-shirts. I haven't updated it lately, but I am planning on doing that. And then also make sure that you check out Lindsay's podcast called Strange History Retold.
Aww,
it's really fun.
You remember the name.
I listen to it, man.
Oh, man, that's so sweet. Every time I'm on my show and I'm going to talk about my show, I'm like, and you can send stories too. And I'm like, what's the name of this show? I just forget. That means a lot, man. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. But yeah, check it out and give her show ratings and reviews and also share it with your girls.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it. That's all I have.
Well, I have an announcement, everybody. In breaking news about a spacecraft or a UFO. Why did I say spacecraft? What is this, like fucking 1920? Oh my God. I just went back like 100 years. I can't even vote right now. There was a UFO, man, that crashed in Las Vegas yesterday. And by yesterday, what is today? The 7th? It was, what, June 6th?
Today's the 9th.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, man, today's the 9th. Fuck, where am I? Okay, so on June 8th, there was a report. And it's kind of, okay, so it was a family that they were in their backyard. And they saw something fall out of the sky. And they're like, holy shit, that's a UFO. And they said, and it was several of them, it was a family. I think it was a dad and his two sons. And they saw two beings and they described them as being like 8 to 10 feet tall really big eyes. And they were looking at them. And so, but here's the deal. They called it in. They called 911. And the officers who responded, this is the best part. The officers who responded were like, this is the one thing the responding officer said. He said, I'm not going to bullshit you guys. One of my partners said they saw the same thing fall out of the sky, and I'm really curious about this. And they said, it's just weird. I know. He was like, it's just weird that our partner saw this, the exact same thing at the same time. So the police officer saw it fall. And so they went out to investigate, and they couldn't find anything. And so it was determined to be like unsubstantiated. But even the person on the person on the call was like, they are not human 100%. They are not human. Like, they were so freaked. I know. And I'm like, don't talk about it. Go in your house, fucking lock your doors, save the children, save the women. Like, don't
hide
fuck
your kids,
with that
hide your
shit.
Wife.
Yes. Like, don't even just act like you didn't see them. Turn around and walk away. This is a like, don't talk about it. What is it? What do they say in the military? Don't talk or don't tell. I don't know.
Yeah, I
whatever.
Can't remember. Yeah, that military saying, you guys.
Yeah, the military talk. Anyways, that was my announcement. I believe you have one too.
I do have one. I have another breaking news. there's a whistleblower that is going to have a hearing of about evidence of like UFO crashing crashes and evidence of what is it? Reverse engineering alien technology.
Okay. What exactly does reverse engineering technology mean?
Okay, so it's like, so I'm going to describe this in a way that I believe that they are meaning with specifically alien technology. So aliens have technology that we are not advanced enough to have produced, but they do. And so what we're doing is we're learning like their technology. And we're saying, this is how we can apply that to the technology that we have to get to this level of technology with the stuff that we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about, because they've said that about sometimes the spacecrafts that they have found and like the material it's made out of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think I've told a few stories about that. Now it makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
coming
welcome.
Down to my level. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I hope that I explained that correctly. But yeah,
I think you did.
There's just so much alien shit in the news nowadays. You know.
I know.
So much. What are they covering up? You think?
I don't know, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. Today it's not one of those conspiracy theory episodes.
Oh my God. I do know that I've had, so I think we've talked about this before, time loss and like time loss whenever you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And all I do every night now is have time loss. I wake up every morning, like, and I'm in the exact same position I fucking fell asleep in.
Whoa.
And like my eyes just pop open and I'll like gasp and be like, oh my God, I had to have slept in.
Yeah.
And then I look at the time and it's like, it's time for me to get up. It's the exact time for me to get up. I know. And like, but it's like I didn't sleep at all, but I'm like, oh my God. Like, I can't even describe what it's like. I don't know.
Do you feel rested?
I was so fucking tired this afternoon. Exhausted. I couldn't keep my eyes open. At like around 3 p.m. I was done for. And I even took a nap yesterday, Rebecca. Mm. And I don't take naps.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I took a nap after work. I was so exhausted. Right here on my couch. I didn't even get up. Like at the end of the day, I shut my computer off and then like just nestled in and like just fell asleep. No, I am not rested. I know.
All right. Well, keep an eye out for like weird markings and stuff, you know?
I don't even want to talk about it. I do have a circle on my face and I don't know where it came from.
Damn it.
I know. For a while I was like, it's a pimple. And I kept putting cream on it and I was like, it's not a pimple. So I don't know. Anywho, we won't be talking about any of that.
Okay.
I have something kind of fun to talk about. It's almost thematic because the new Little Mermaid came out. I know. And it's so exciting. Look at this stuff.
Yes.
Isn't it neat? Yeah. But I also want people to know, don't be misled, okay? Like, this is a whole new generation of little girls getting to watch The Little Mermaid, like we did. Mm-hmm. And I want to caution everybody, mermaids are not fucking nice. Don't be mistaken by what you're seeing. Like, this is definitely fairy tale mermaid shit. This isn't the tried and true what mermaids really do, right?
Right.
So this is a cautionary tale of mermaids. But also, like, I was thinking about it, too. I was like, how much did mermaids impact our lives? Like, so we had The Little Mermaid. I think it came out in the 80s. Our Little Mermaid from what we grew up in.
Yeah, I think it was 91.
Okay. Do you remember the ripoff Little Mermaid that I used to rent all the time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't remember the name of that Little Mermaid.
I don't either. She had blonde hair, though.
She had blonde hair and she was like a little girl and she was like chubby. She had like a little pudgy belly.
Mm-hmm.
And but I really liked that, and I rented it all the time. And I know that you would, like, whenever we'd go to Blockbuster and get it, everyone would be like, "Oh no," because it was my turn to choose a movie. And I'd be like, "Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, The Little Mermaid again."
A miserable time for you.
But then there was also Splash,
mm-hmm.
which also depicted mermaids as nice.
Yeah.
And then there's a few others that I never saw. The only time I kind of saw a mermaid kind of depicted right in a film would be Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The one scene where the sirens mm-hmm. lure them in.
Yeah.
But I think all they end up doing is, like, stealing their clothes, right?
They turned them into toads.
Did they turn them into toads? For some reason, no. I was thinking it was a dream.
They didn't turn them into toads. That's just what the guy thought.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're all on the same page here then.
Yeah. It was a dumb joke.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that I can really recall. Because in Harry Potter, they have those lake monsters. Well, not uh-huh. monsters, but like those species. But I don't know uh-huh. if they would classify as mermaids.
I think so.
Okay. They're assholes.
Yeah, that's good. That's a really good depiction of what mermaids are. And then, I mean, in addition to that, I'm a self-proclaimed mermaid. I don't know if you recall our event that we had. And I think back to that and I'm like, what an embarrassing person I am. Like, you just give me a little bit of anything and I'm like, I'm a mermaid, everybody. And I was like, thank God only you were there. But Becky and I had like a spiritual moment and I had determined that I was a mermaid in a fucking past life. And I think I proclaimed that I knew I lured men to their death.
Yeah, and I was like, get that shit, girl. Yes, you are. Like, I was your biggest, like, cheerleader. Yeah, you're a fucking mermaid and you killed men.
I was like, I know. And I was like, and that's what I do. I fucking kill men. Like, like, fucking crazy. I do have two mermaid tattoos, so that gets me kind of close to being a mermaid. And I'm a Pisces, so.
Yeah, totally.
Eat shit, everybody. I don't know. What's funny is that, so I was like, okay, where do mermaids come from? How long have they been around? Because I always say you have to take everything with a grain of salt, right? Mm-hmm. Some people say they've seen mermaids. It's very, very difficult to get like good sighting footage of mermaids, just like it is for anything else that's paranormal. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. the videos are always fuzzy, or you always just think now technology is so advanced, you just think that it's made up. Or yeah. They have those tails that look so realistic now. Like yes. anybody yeah. can slap one of those on and look like a mermaid. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Definitely.
So it's getting like really difficult to tell. But mermaids actually originated from what looked like a human, you know, top part, like the head and the torso, mm-hmm. and then like a bird-like body.
Oh.
Those were the OG mermaids.
Hmm.
Those were actually called sirens. Okay. And sirens are the ones that lure men to their death.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But then it transformed into a female, you know, not even a female. Sorry, there's males. Remember the merman from Cabin in the Woods? Oh, my God, Cabin in the Woods. They depicted a mermaid as, like, realistic.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I thought of that. So folklore about mermaids, it's been around for a really long time and it's varied throughout history, but it also transcends like cultures. Mm-hmm. And basically a lot of cultures agreed that they were aquatic beings. And they even date back to the ancient times, man. The earliest depiction of mermaids was in ancient Assyrian mythology. And that's like 1000 BCE. Fucking old, man. And one story where they think mermaids originated from was a goddess. And get this, she accidentally killed her husband. Like, oopsie.
Oh, bummer.
I know. And she felt really guilty about it. So she threw herself in a lake to kill herself. Aww. But get this, she was so beautiful. Thank God. Oof. That the ocean preserved her torso and her face and turned the bottom half of her into a fish. And voila, that's how you have a mermaid.
Wow. You just have to be beautiful. That's where they came from. Want to kill yourself.
You just have to be beautiful. And thank God. Thank God. Yeah. It's another woman who feels so bad about killing or hurting a man that she, but she was beautiful, because we can't have anything that's not, you know, up to beauty standards. bada bing, bada boom. We got a mermaid. What else is there? Okay, so Greek mythology is where sirens were actually the bird-like creatures with the head of women. Mm-hmm. And they were known for enchanting sailors to their death. So they would sing songs to them that would be so enchanting that the men would jump overboard. And they were also accused of knocking ships over, kind of like what the orcas are doing now. Have you seen that?
Yes. That's wild.
I love it.
I know. And they're like teaching their babies to do it. Like, this is how you do it,
son. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And so that's, and around, it was around the medieval time that there started to be the depictions of mermaids, like dumping the ships over and killing the men. And I think that I had read that this was also an excuse just basically for failed missions, and the men would blame it on women. They'd be like, I don't know, this beautiful woman, like, I mean, she killed all of us.
We don't allow women on the boats, but how can we blame it on them?
Exactly.
Women in the sea.
Yes. And they made it up. But this is what's really interesting. Like, so all I know about mermaids and like the mythology, folklore, or whatever behind them is that there's always bad luck with them. But most recently I've read that they're also associated with positivity and good fortune. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, have I ever heard of that? You know, it's really hard to find the bad mermaid stuff within all the good mermaid stuff. You know? Like, I have not heard of that. But it's not because
I haven't either.
The information is everywhere.
Well, I mean, everybody doesn't know about mermaids. Come on, guys. So, like, I read that, like, so for me, I was like, yeah, they're associated with, like, bad things, and they kill men, and they ruin, you know, ship voyages, all that shit. But this also says the opposite. It says that mermaids were believed to bring luck and safety to the passages of sailors. So, you know, fucking what do you do with all that? They're also, they were, like, prophetic. Wait, is that the word? Prophetic, sorry.
Oh.
Who possessed, like, great wisdom and foresight. According to some legends, they could predict the future, and they could provide guidance to people who encountered them.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were also offered healing and protection. They had healing powers, allegedly, which I guess that sometimes we see that depicted. Mm-hmm. And they were protectors of the sea, of course. Don't forget they're a symbol of beauty and love. And then, hence, it's the Little Mermaid. This is all just the Little Mermaid, basically.
Yeah.
But how I always knew them is that they were temptresses and they were sirens.
Mm-hmm. You did.
So they lured sailors to their deaths. They caused shipwrecks. They did all of those bad things. They were often associated with, like, danger and misfortune. Those are the kind of gals I like.
Dude, you never sugarcoated mermaids either. Like, you knew this from the get-go.
I always knew it. Even the mermaid, one of the mermaids that I have is a little bit violent looking.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. And then they would bring, like, really bad storms and rough seas to, you know, capsize boats.
Yeah.
And they were also associated with, like, death omens. In certain cultures, they're considered omens of death. Seeing a mermaid or hearing them, that means there's going to be, like, tragedy or, like, imminent loss.
Huh.
And then some cultures associate them with transformation and enslavement. So in some legends, mermaids were said to possess the ability to transform into human form temporarily. And I think what could happen, if I remember correctly, if you were able to get something away from a mermaid that turned into a human for a short amount of time, like if they had a shell or, you know, something, if you took it from them, then the mermaid had to be your slave.
Oh, I've heard that about Selkies.
That, oh, okay.
But I don't know if it could be more than one thing. But I know that Selkies are the women that are seals, and whenever I think it's in Ireland, and whenever they come out, if you steal their skin, then they have like they'll follow you to the ends of the earth. But you have to keep it hidden because they want to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be enslaved, man.
Yeah.
So I went down a rabbit hole and I was watching these videos on all these sightings of mermaids. And what I did notice is that, of course, all the videos were fuzzy, and a lot of the mermaids that were sighted were dead and usually were kind of dried up. Mm-hmm. None of them ever looked the same. I watched about 20 videos of mermaid sightings, and mm-hmm. none of them were similar. They all looked different. And I guess there could be different species of mermaids, I guess, that all look differently. There was one mermaid I saw that would fit the regular, like, beautiful, you know, mold or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they always would show, like, they show people finding it at a beach and then carrying it off. And you're like, what the fuck? This was never in the news? Like, no, because I think it's a fake video. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know. So that was disappointing. Mm-hmm. And there were a few videos of a live mermaid. The only one that I saw that I was like, holy shit, that did look real, was actually of these people who were in a submarine. And they're down pretty deep. Have you seen it?
No, but this sounds really interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not that interesting, but they're in a submarine and there's two men. One mm-hmm. man is being recorded and he's facing the man recording him. And behind him is the front of the submarine with the window where you mm-hmm. can see out.
Yeah.
And you see a webbed hand go on the glass of the front of the submarine. And then you see it push off. And then you can kind of see in the distance the outline of a mermaid swimming away very quickly.
Ooh, I want to see that.
Yeah. That one was pretty, I was like, holy shit. So there was one other mermaid that had webbed hands in one of the videos I saw. But mm-hmm. that's like the only similarity I saw was a webbed hand. And some of them are just so unbelievable. It just makes me think that it's somebody that has a costume on. Mm-hmm. And in the footage that they show, it's like stock footage. And then it's just the person retelling the story, and then it's stock footage. And you're like, well, you didn't even get it like a real video of them.
Yeah, don't lure me into that.
So I know, but I would love to meet somebody who has a real mermaid sighting story. There was one in Israel that's pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I can send you that one too, but it was two men who are on a very, very, very high cliff and they look down and there's a mermaid on rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it's blurry and she looks up and sees them. And then you see her like scramble to get back in the water and then she disappears.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Do I believe in mermaids? I think so. we've only explored 5% of the ocean. I talk about the ocean and how terrifying it is all the time. We mm-hmm. don't fucking know what's in the ocean.
Yeah.
We don't know what's in there. And so, like, I can't doubt that there's something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think that there are aliens in the oceans.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you think they're, like, they're already here. They're yeah, everything that's definitely. Here to kill us is already here. Oh, yeah, for sure. I get behind that 100%. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And then they've been seeing a lot of UFOs, like, diving into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, man.
Yeah.
Are the aliens and mermaids in cahoots?
Are they one and the same?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another
that's all
story
I got.
About like spheres. It's there, like there's a lot of sphere sightings all mm-hmm. over the world. And that might be in what the whistleblower guy is talking about. Mm-hmm. But just all around the world, there's like spheres.
And they're all going in and out of the ocean, right?
I think that they're just everywhere. I don't think that they're just going into the ocean, but they're all over the planet in different places. Like, it's the most common, I think, sighting is these spheres that just float around. So, yeah.
I don't think that I knew that that was the most common sighting. There were no sightings of mermaids in the U.S. that I saw. They were all across the world.
But in the U.S., that's a bummer.
Yeah, there were none in the U.S. There is one mermaid they found in a cave, and a lot of people think mermaids live in caves underwater. So, I don't know. But like I said, they all looked different. None of them looked the same. Some of them had, like, really sharp teeth and, like, long fins for ears. Not very many of them had hair. There was one that they found on the beach, and I was like, all right, this could be fucking real. Like, that is a real dead mermaid. And, like, I believed it. I was like, it's a dead mermaid. And then they were like, it was dead. And then the next footage they saw from that sighting, it was moving. It was, like, snarling and grabbing seaweed. And I was like, but y'all said it was dead. So, like, I immediately, like, dismissed it. I was like, it's stock footage again.
That is such a bummer. Stop with these fake mermaid videos.
I know. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all I got.
Well, I like it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a story, and it's really cute because it's not cute. It's scary. But the reason I like it so much is because it's about two sisters. That used to share a bedroom.
Oh, sister.
Yeah. All sorts of nostalgia going on with this.
Yeah. We never even watched that show.
I know, right?
But we sing the theme song for it.
It's really cute.
I
really
liked
catchy.
Those twins. I liked those twins in the one episode where we learned about doppelgangers. They were on Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Anywho, sorry. Yeah. Let's go with your sister's story.
Yeah. So these sisters are very cute. I'm just going to tell it. I don't know why I stumbled so much. but they're sisters, and they shared a room their entire lives until they both went to college. And she said that they were never big enough, but they were able to fit in two twin-sized beds that were parallel to each other, and she loved sharing a room with her sister. And she said that they would talk, and they would laugh, and they would cry, and they would fall to sleep together. So they were really close. And on one particular day, though, I'm going to just assume that this is the younger sister telling the story. I tried to get in contact with her to check, so I'm sorry if it's not. I will just going to send that out there. But so anyways, so the younger sister came home, and her sister, who was 15, had just broken up with her boyfriend. And she said that she cried like the whole day. And they laid together in bed, and she just tried to comfort her. And she said it hurt really bad to see her like this. But she had to leave and go to softball practice at 3:30. So she leaves for softball practice. But before she leaves, she gives her a little kissy on the head. So she comes back around 7 o'clock. And, you know, she's tired. And she's like, I need to eat, I need to shower, and nothing else is on her mind except taking care of her basic needs. And she ate dinner, she took a shower, and she, like, zonked out on the couch. And she woke up around midnight, and she decided to run to her bedroom, and she got in bed, and she fell back asleep. So a couple of hours later, she's woken up, and she hears her sister sniffling, and she turns on the light of her phone, and she shines it on her sister, and she's like, oh my God, I feel so bad. I didn't see her. I didn't, you know, check on her or anything. And she goes over there, and she wants to try to comfort her. And she's laying under the covers, and she walks over there, and she touches her sister, her sister's blanket. And as soon as she does that, the blanket, like, sinks in. And there was nobody there.
Oh.
I know, right? And she says that she got out of there as fast as she can. She went and she ran into her parents' bedroom and she woke them up and she's like, oh my God, you know, my sister's not there. What do I do? And her dad's like, hold on, just shut up. Your sister, your sister is not sleeping here. She is not in the house. She went and she's at her best friend's house and she spent the night. And she was like, my dad probably wished he'd never told me that because I was so scared to go back into my room. And so she slept with her parents that night. And as soon as her sister got home, she told her what happened. And both of them slept in their parents' room for about 3 months after that.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And she just always wonders, like, what would have happened if she would have gone straight to bed instead of falling asleep on the couch. Like, maybe she would have seen her sister. You never know. But, like, I have a couple of theories about this. And one of them is, like, because this is a traumatic experience that her, you know, going through a breakup and being that young and that's really hard to deal with. I mean, it's hard to break up as hard to deal with. Let's just not try to kid ourselves.
And nobody's like, what a breeze.
Oh, that was easy. Had a side
eye. I loved this experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This was great. Shake hands and walk away. Yeah. Okay. So like this could be an energy imprint of, mm-hmm. of like, of almost like a ghost, like a,
mm-hmm.
What is that?
Like a residual haunting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought it was whenever you said that.
Uh-huh. And this is just kind of like the beginning of that energy. I wonder if I didn't, you know, I don't know if they live there anymore. I wonder if anything else has happened in this house with people crying. And that is an interesting, like, this could be a beginning of a folklore tale.
mm-hmm.
You know, if this happens, if this is something that repeats and they don't live there anymore, but other people have this experience, this is something that they can look into and it becomes kind of a mystery. And they can mm-hmm. maybe fill in, this is the girl in white who lost her lover and was so sad she cried herself to sleep and died. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So I think that it could be like a haunting. What do you think about that?
It just made me think that it was the energy that was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the energy, it's like a residual haunting, but she's not dead.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly.
But it's just, yeah, it's the energy replaying over and over again. Uh-huh. But when you told the story, that's exactly what I thought it was.
Oh, really?
And I'm an expert over here. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, because, you know, mm-hmm. we just know.
we know
about mermaids. Yeah. So,
yeah.
That's what I would call it. What if we become experts? What do people call in?
I don't know.
Nah, you know I'm kidding. We can't even get people to send their stories to us.
I know, right? Yeah. Okay, so I have another theory. Okay. And this one is a little bit more woo-woo. I mean, that other one was woo-woo. What am I talking about? So I'm wondering if this was like a time slip or like a parallel universe collision. And
ooh, I like that a lot.
I know. I thought you would. That's why I saved it for last. So in another dimension, in another time, her sister didn't go over to her friend's house. She stayed mm-hmm. at home and she is crying in the middle of the night and she feels her sister touch her shoulder or touch the blanket. Mm-hmm. And when she turns around, she sees her sister, but then she's gone and she gets freaked out about it. And Lindsay and Rebecca are telling the story of the girl who woke up from her sister touching her, but her sister wasn't there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In another dimension, that's the other story that's being told.
Yeah, exactly. And
oh my God.
Yeah, I think that it was such a, like the time Okay, so whenever we think of timelines, or not timelines, but parallel universes, usually people associate it with like the multiverse, or with you made a decision. What if in another reality you made this decision? And it is. It's not us making that decision. It's just another reality where we chose something differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like she just chose to stay at home instead. And whenever they touched each other, I think that's whenever the connection was broken and everything went back to normal.
Oh my God.
For each of them.
Don't you? Do you wonder if you would have chosen, like, what if you could live in another one of your realities instead of the one you're in? Would you do it? I would.
I don't know. You know, but you know, so like the way that I'm going to be thinking about this is like, I don't know how bad it is anywhere else. And whenever I say bad, like, you know, whatever isn't comfortable to me.
Yeah.
Like if I could choose a reality that I wanted and they were like, here it is, and I could just jump through it. Yeah. No hesitation. If I made up my own reality, I would totally go in there.
So like, I don't know if you remember or if you even watched there was a TikTok that I sent a long time ago that talked about how karma is real, and that when we die, and not karma, reincarnation, Jesus Christ, is real. Mm-hmm. And karma, and that when we come back, that we choose our life, and that we choose what issues we're going to face and the events we're going to go through so that we can have a better life next time.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if I'm seeing that intersection here and in our discussion about, would you choose a different life? And I'm like, me, I would 100%. So like, I'm really mad at myself for being like, you've got this, choose this life, like choose this shithole of a life. And then, you know, you'll be rewarded in the next life. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's very interesting to think about. I love both of the theories around this. I love that it's the energy, but I think I'm leaning towards your last theory that it was just two dimensions like clashing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love thinking about that, that different type of mystical, I guess, or scientific theory. You know, it's hard to say like this is anything bad if it's not one or two of my hypotheses. So it mimicked her, like it mimicked her sister. Oh my God. I know. Oh now there's God. A twist.
And you scared me. I'm scared now. This is a scary story. Now
we're gonna go down the hole.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah, so it was something that mimicked her sister.
Yeah,
yeah. But then again, if you know, in the same vein, that could be a parallel universe as well.
It could be, or were you thinking that it was a doppelganger? I thought you were going to say it with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. We want to do it again.
Yeah, okay, on three. Okay. One, two, three. A doppelganger. Wait, come on.
I thought you were going to do it slow motion. Like, what do you... Okay, so not slow motion.
Okay, we'll do it slow motion on after three. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Doppelganger. I think we were still off. I'm leaving this whole part in, by the way.
All right. Do what you want.
All right. I will.
So, yeah, there are things out there, too, entities that mimic. And even if they do, it doesn't mean that they have to be bad. It just means that that's what they do, and that's how they communicate. And as long as it's just that one time, or even if it's the same thing over and over without anything changing and without it progressing, like that just seems like it's pretty harmless. And it's just a signature of energy, whatever it is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So but thank
the,
you.
The good role... Oh, sorry.
Thank you, sisters, for sending in that... For letting us tell your story. I appreciate that. Yeah, I loved dude. It.
Thanks so much.
And it was a good conversation. Yeah, for us to talk about.
A fucking conversation stimulator is what Jack Black says, I think.
Oh.
But either way, forewarning, like, if it is a doppelganger, you don't want to interact with it. Don't touch it. Don't talk to it. Don't look at it.
Yeah.
Get away from it.
Well, like, you know, they went to college, so they're probably not there anymore.
All right. Good thing. Y'all are good. Also, the other moral of our stories is if it's a mermaid, get away from it. Don't talk to it. Don't touch to it. Don't touch it. Like, it's not what you think. It's not like the movie. They aren't nice. They're probably going to kill you. They are not associated with good fortune, like whatever the fuck that research came from. I think they made that up just because the new Little Mermaid came out.
Oh, yeah.
Never in my life have I read that they were good fortune, ever. I mean, honestly, I was so mad when it came up. I was like, you're going to make me change my story. Like, I had to change. Like, I had to add it in. But I swear to God, it's not true. Yeah. And then if anybody knows the knockoff Little Mermaid that I used to make Becky watch over and over again, please let me know. I guess that's it. Is that all we have today?
Yeah, that's it. And
well, shit.
Okay, bye.
That's all we got then, guys. Yeah, okay, bye.